This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so there's a guy claiming to be Colonel Sanders' great-great-great nephew, right?
Okay.
He's got a TikTok handle, Real Colonel Sanders, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can manage to make it through the day without making a relative of the colonel angry, so he leaks your secret recipe, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I guess he's wanting to protect his family's legacy, right? He's very proud to be a Colonel Sanders, right?
Sounds like it, yes.
And a little upset that KFC has been sexualizing the colonel. Things like, oh, I don't know, the Mother's Day performance may have been something.
Oh, howdy, Mom.
It's like Chickendales.
The best mom in the world.
A bunch of shirtless dancing guys.
What do you think, boys?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so he doesn't like stuff like that. He's like, okay, you know, Colonel just needs to be...
I'll miss that one.
Oh, do you want me to...
I missed it.
You want me to send that one to you?
I don't think I need to see it. It sounds a little weird.
Well,
I mean, I agree with him. It's like, that's not the image
you haven't
we
seen
want
it yet,
for the Colonel.
But yes, you're right. So anyways, so KFC's sick of dealing with this guy.
Oh.
So they're like, all right, we're going to block him on social media.
Oh.
So the family blocks great, great, great nephew.
Oh, but he's in the family.
He's in the family. So he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to leak the recipe then.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has blocked me on social media. For those who are new, I'm Colonel Sanders' great, great, great nephew. I'm the last Sanders in his family line. Over the last decade, they have sexualized my uncle for marketing purposes.
Ah, yes. Look at the Chickendales.
Yes, case in point.
They have encouraged fans to sexualize him as well. Mm. My response to Kentucky Fried Chicken blocking me is, do you want to know how to make their chicken?
Oh, no.
Oh,
don't do it.
He's just dropping
he's
the
gonna
recipe.
He's
going to
drop it.
Truly, genuinely, their chicken. This recipe I put together through facts. So let Kentucky Fried Chicken deny this. If they do, I'll say, prove it. I have facts and receipts to back up my recipe. Show us what yours is.
So he leaked the recipe with the 11 herbs and spices, includes measurements, says it's based on public knowledge and stuff that hasn't been released, that's been passed down through the family.
OMG. I mean, that's their bread and butter, literally.
Do you want to know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's right there. Go ahead.
Sage, garlic powder, cardamom, cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, coriander, ginger, white pepper, and black pepper.
Yep.
Now, we don't know the you know, the ratios for all that. But so maybe this guy's legit. Maybe he's trying to, you know, be a part of an elaborate joke or maybe a publicity stunt.
Only one way to find out is... Put that recipe to the test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whip up your own Kentucky Fried Chicken in the kitchen. See if it works.
So listen, maybe this is a set of the bar story for large corporations like KFC.
Yeah.
That if, you know, you've got a member of the family, maybe best not to just block them on social media. Maybe
completely
try to
alienate them.
Mediate it offline, right?
Yeah, you know what? Say, bring them in. Say, we hear your suggestions.
Would you like a tour
with our
of the factory?
Plan?
Would you like a tour?
Yeah.
Here is a free Colonel Sanders bow tie or necktie and hat that you can wear.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to take that at this point.
Well, at this point, no. The ship sailed. So
he's been mad. He said over the last decade.
Yep.
They've been doing this. So this has been brewing.
It's
been brewing.
So maybe this, like I said, maybe this setting the bar story is for corporations.
Yeah.
If you've got a member of the family
and you've got an iconic person at the head of the origin story of your company, maybe we think about the marketing plan.
That's your set of the bar story on 99.7 DJX.